70 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check in on the commodity markets on this Wednesday morning. We bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like mixed choppy trade so far today as the trade continues to evaluate big yields from early harvest results. Also note today that September contracts expire at noon, and so that might be a market mover of consequence. Current price action shows September corn down a penny and a quarter at 318. December corn down 2 1/4 as well at 327 and 3/4. November beans up 2 cents at 946. And March beans, 955, up 2 3/4. December meal, 307.70, up $1.60. And December oil down 4 ticks at 31.81. Wheat market down 4 3/4 in Chicago at 396 1/4. Kansas City wheat, 411, down 4 3/4. And Minneapolis wheat, also defensive, down 3 1/4 at 490 even. The crude oil market currently is mildly defensive as we wait for weekly inventory numbers, which recently have been bigger than anticipated. News out of OPEC is slowing, and the general consensus is that production levels should not rise. EIA comments yesterday suggested that energy markets will likely be oversupplied well into next year. We're back below $45 as I speak, which should reduce the incentive for additional drilling. The dollar remains defensive early following yesterday's advance. Headline of note is that Japan continues to evaluate ideas of lowering interest rates deeper into negative territory. As we've already heard this morning, major headline is that Bayer clinched the Monsanto purchase for about $66 billion. That's a pretty significant headline. Export sales non-existent again this morning, presenting a little bit of a negative spin to the markets. Volume and open interest figures from yesterday showed corn futures open interest unchanged to slightly lower. The takeaway, not real clear, but we'd probably spin it as profit taking by funds on the dip. Option open interest up almost 8,000 contracts with calls gaining on puts almost 7-1. Buying calls on reduced volatility appears to be an odds-on favorite, which we tend to endorse. Soybean open interest yesterday was up about 5,000 contracts. Mixed impressions here as funds probably have more length to liquidate and producers probably have, more to sell than previously expected. Wheat open interest pretty much unchanged on an outside day down on the charts. The defensive bias in the dollar gives us a little reason to be cautiously optimistic for price action today. Ethanol production figures numbers due out a little bit later on this morning, so we'll watch that, see if that is a pricing influence. Revisiting the expiration of the September futures today, corn has in particular will be a focal point for the 305 mark, has been a long-term support line for us. This September contract dipped to 301 on September 9th and apparently rejected that break with about a 30-cent recovery. The market is challenged now to decide if demand needs to be stimulated. In light of this big production numbers, in our view, the futures market probably does not need to make new lows at this particular point, and we'll let the basis do the heavy lifting. Thanks, Brian, and hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet.
Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us this morning. Weather-wise, today, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 78 degrees, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight. We'll drop down to a low of 60 degrees. Partly sunny skies for the day tomorrow and a high of 80. Looks like a couple more days of rain possibility starting on Friday with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 81. Rain likely Friday nights, the low 66. 50-50 shot at more showers and thunderstorms during the day on Saturday with a high of 80. Then that rain chance tapers off to 30% Saturday nights. And Sunday into Monday and Tuesday, sunny skies and highs right around 80 degrees. Right now we're at 70 degrees outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.